Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you're a parent, you know this is the season for graduations, communion, sports tournaments, recitals, end of the school year craziness. You got to get gifts for the teachers. You got to volunteer for field day. And parental burnout is definitely a thing. Ruth Freeman is the founder and president of PeaceAtHomeParenting.com. Ruth, at some point, parents just crack. They hit the wall, right?
Yes, that's true. Although I don't think it's always a dramatic crack. Sometimes it's a very slow coming undone, I would say.
Well, I mean, that could feel like the world is kind of pressing against you in those matters. How do we do this? How do we handle this?
The first thing is to name it, which you're being really helpful about. There's actually a diagnosis called parental burnout, and Ohio State University studied it about a year ago and produced a report and described some of the symptoms. Essentially, when your stressors are greater than your resources, and some of the things you're going to see in parents with this diagnosis, this parental burnout syndrome, are increased depression and anxiety, no surprise, increased use of alcohol, and maybe most problematic, parents start to get more harsh with their kids. They're yelling more, they're spanking, they're punishing more. They just get more punitive or harsh, and that in itself can cause parents stress. And finally, in order to preserve energy, sometimes parents are actually distancing themselves from their kids. And this is particularly problematic right now because at the very same time, we have the perfect storm of a pediatric mental health crisis, and we're seeing soaring rates of depression, anxiety, and self-harm, even suicidality among children and teens. So kids need their parents most when some parents are really struggling just to get by.
You know, I think it's easy for people to fall into, right? If we have current stressors or we're overloaded with stuff, that's that time where we're like, well, it makes sense for me to overeat. It makes sense for me to overdrink. It makes sense for me to, you know, take a moment. I've got to protect myself here, but it kind of, you know, reinforces the problem, it sounds like.
Exactly. And our kids are telling us a story through their behavior. You know, when children are depressed or anxious, you're going to see more misbehaviors, you're going to see more opposition, and that is going to stress parents out more. And if they don't understand that kids' behavior is communication, they're going to be trying to target the behavior and fix the behavior and use more punishment, when in fact that's going to make the kids' symptoms worse. So we really do have a perfect storm here.
So Ruth, you know, I'm going 100 miles per hour. This is the time of year where you're just going, going, going. You got to get all these things done. You don't want to forget to do anything. You know, how do you address the fact I've got parental burnout? I have to do these things to fix myself so I can be a better parent to my child.
Even you giving folks language is going to help. Sometimes we just keep this a secret. We just feel crazy inside. And we don't want to talk about it because everybody looks okay. But talking about it and saying there's a thing called parental burnout, it's happening. Ohio State reports 66% of working parents, more than half of working parents, are struggling with this syndrome. So look around. There's other people. Just talking about it, naming it to tame it is really helpful. And talking to trusted people, describing what you're experiencing, and paying attention to what you're telling yourself. Perfectionists tend to be more at risk of burnout. So what messages do you give yourself? What shoulds are you doing to yourself? And starting to back up on what's really needed here.
Ruth Freeman, you can find her online at PeaceAtHomeParenting.com.